This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a Skype username as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Coming up, forced catheterization. Mark, you're going to be telling us about where and why that happened, because apparently that happened. And also on the way, let's see here. We got all kinds of, just all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, and I highly doubt we're going to get to most of it. Of course, you can always take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. How about the girl who peed on the American flag? She's causing a bit of a stir.
I bet.
Already receiving death threats after having posted a video to Facebook, which she's subsequently removed, apparently. And I hear a rumor.
Seems like a really poor choice.
There's a rumor she might call in. I didn't set this up. Half the time when I set up guests, they don't call, so this is why I don't ever talk about guests calling in advance. But somebody told me they talked to her and, you know, asked her to call in. I don't know. I don't know if that means she will. But anyway, that's, you know, making headlines, making the social media posts and so on. So if you want to join us, you can. You can bring up anything. Skype username lrn.fm. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. But one of the big headlines, and we should talk about the Philippines too, because there's some, as always, crazy news out of the Philippines. There's even crazier news out of Venezuela with a rebel guy who stole a helicopter and dropped grenades on, like, the Supreme Court building. And he's like a cop. Like a former cop.
Yeah, okay.
Fascinating development coming out of Venezuela, the crumbling socialist hellhole. Kind of a surprise on that one. But anyway, let's start with this exclusive from Medium.com and Insurgent Intelligence. The story coming from a crowdfunded investigative journalism project for People and Planet. They call themselves Insurge Intelligence. Tom Secker and Matthew Alford report on their astonishing findings from trawling through thousands of new U.S. military and intelligence documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. I got this headline from WikiLeaks. I follow their social media presence and saw them post this yesterday, and it looks fascinating. The documents reveal for the first time the vast scale of U.S. government control in Hollywood, including the ability to manipulate scripts, which we knew they could do that.
Well, I knew, I guess, I find this unsurprising.
Me too.
But
some people might be surprised by this.
Yeah, I think that they are. I probably don't know the depth to which it goes.
That's what I think this is going to be, you know, if it's surprising to us, I think that's what might surprise. We'll see.
What I knew was, essentially, you can make a pro-war, pro-government, pro-U.S. government movie, and they've got F-14, Tomcats, and F-18 Hornets.
They'll give you whatever equipment you need, so long as you give them the script.
You get out there, they'll get you out on the aircraft carrier. You want some tanks busting over some sand dunes?
We got it
for you.
Yep.
You want a troop of bullet catchers shooting up some stuff?
And that's a big savings when you're making a movie and you need, you know, militaristic props. You can either do what the military says to do with your script, and then you get it for free, meaning the taxpayers are covering the costs. Or if you don't do what the military wants you to do with the script, well, you're on your own. You can call up whatever suppliers there might happen to be, whatever independent, you know, Johnny over, you know, in Texas who's got a tank in his shed or whatever, some tank collector, and he's known to, you know, rent it to the highest bidder to anybody who wants to shoot a movie. I mean, there are some people who will do that kind of business. But you better believe it's a limited inventory, a limited, you know, amount of types of things that you can get your hands on.
Sure.
How many old tanks are still operating out there that are in the hands of private owners?
Sure, you know? Can get them from collectors, but let me ask you this. If you get a collector to give you a tank and it's, you know, they presumably are going to ask something about the script, right?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it depends how much of that money they want. It's going to cost you. That's the thing.
It's going to cost you, but likely, look, most tank collectors are going to be flag-waving folks, right? So if you want to do your anti-war movie and you want to have something, for one, you know, a Sherman tank isn't going to be very useful for you unless you're doing some kind of flashback to World War II. Mm-hmm. Two, you're going to have a very small segment of people who are both, A, tank collectors, and B, anti-war advocates.
No doubt. No doubt about it. But, you know, even if you can find somebody, they're going to charge you a pretty penny for it, and the government isn't going to. So the financial incentive is to just do what the government wants you to do. So we've known that they've been doing that. We've known that they've been looking at scripts, but now they're really getting the dirt on this particular activity. They're also able to prevent films that are too critical of the Pentagon from even being made, and not to mention influencing some of the most popular film franchises in recent years. This raises new questions, not only about the way censorship works in the modern entertainment industry, but also about Hollywood's little-known role as a propaganda machine for the U.S. national security apparatus. The story from Medium.com here. When we first looked at the relationship between politics, film, and television at the turn of the 21st century, we'd accepted the consensus opinion that a small office at the Pentagon had, on request, assisted the production of around 200 movies throughout the history of modern media, with minimal input on the scripts. How ignorant we were, writes the authors. More appropriately, how misled we had been. We've recently acquired 4,000 new pages of documents from the Pentagon and CIA through the Freedom of Information Act, and for us, these documents were the final nail in the coffin. They, for the first time, demonstrate that the U.S. government has worked behind the scenes on over 800 major movies and more than 1,000 television titles. The previous best estimate in a dry academic book way back in 2005 was that the Pentagon had worked on less than 600 films and an unspecified handful of television shows. Instead, it's more than 1,000 TV titles.
Jeez.
The CIA's role was assumed to be just a dozen or so productions until some very good books by Trisha Jenkins and Simon Wilmots were published in 2016. But even then, they missed or underplayed important cases, including Charlie Wilson's War and Meet the Parents. Alongside the massive scale of these operations, our new book, National Security Cinema, details how U.S. government involvement also includes script rewrites on some of the biggest and most popular films, including James Bond, the Transformers franchise, and movies from the Marvel and DC cinematic universes, which you're a huge fan of the Marvel movies, Mark.
I am, and you're a Transformers guy. Do you like the movies?
No, I'm not a fan of the movies. I will see them because I like robots and things that go boom,
yep.
But they're not particularly good movies.
Okay. Well, my son loves them, and he talks...
Did you go see the new one?
Oh, did I go? No, I'm not going to the theaters for these things. Gotcha. He can't convince me to go to a theater.
Just spend $30 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, on the short side, right. Whatever it is. But he does like to talk about, he likes to see the Transformers movies. He wants to see them over and over again.
Oh,
he talks about his Uncle Ian's love of Transformers incessantly while these horrible works of cinematography are going on. He asks me about what I think about this thing or that thing, and I keep telling him, I think this is god-awful. You know? I think Michael Bay is one of the worst directors in the world. You know, like, I just keep on going, but whatever. He's oblivious to anything I have to say about them because he just loves them.
Yeah.
And it turns out some of them turn into giant dinosaur monsters, too.
Yeah. So, National Security.
Speaking about the Marvel and DC movies, I would encourage anyone to go check out Winter Soldier. It's the second Captain America movie, and tell me that thing's pro-government.
A similar influence is exerted over military-supported television, which ranges from Hawaii Five-O to America's Got Talent, Oprah, and Jay Leno to Cupcake Wars, along with numerous documentaries by PBS, the History Channel, and the BBC. National, I gotta say, it's, you know, somewhat surprising list of titles there. America's Got Talent, Cupcake Wars. I mean, the government's gotten their hands into all this. I always just thought it was, you know, Transformers, where there's obvious military equipment or whatever being used. We're going to get into some of the dirty details here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us on Hollywood and their deep, ugly connection with the U.S. federal government before the, you know, the first shot of any movie is ever even filmed. They've gotten their hands all over this stuff, apparently. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to talk more about the Pentagon and just how deep they have gotten into Hollywood and, you know, script writing, getting their hands on all kinds of stuff that maybe you didn't think they were influencing. I got to say, I didn't expect to see America's Got Talent or Cupcake Wars. I've never seen Cupcake Wars, but it sounds like something that's on the Food Network, right?
Sounds red, white, and blue cupcakes to me.
So, you know, I don't know. Normally, when it comes to military involvement in movie making and film or TV production, I always thought it had to do with the ones that wanted to use tanks and bombers and, you know, military equipment to get shots of that. So we're going to get into that further here, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. First, we have Stefan. He is on the line in Ohio via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan. Stefan, in Ohio.
Whoops, sorry about that.
There you are.
Austin Peterson actually confirmed yesterday what a lot of us have been speculating. He is apparently running for the Senate seat in Missouri against Claire McCaskill.
Who cares?
There's a catch.
Austin Peterson is the was a person who was running for Libertarian Party candidate for president.
He lost.
He lost to Gary Johnson in 2016, as did Daryl W. Perry, one of our co-hosts here. Austin Peterson sort of took up the banner of those that were sort of more big tent, to the point that he believed that the...
Were the people who supported him more big tent than Gary Johnson? I mean, it seemed like a fight between Peterson and Johnson for the big tent crowd, right? Like, they were the top two vote-getters, were they not? And
sure,
they were
Peterson
the ones-
had the advantage of never having been at least, a candidate for any other party, whereas Johnson certainly was a Republican governor of the state of New Mexico two times.
However, Peterson was noteworthy in a terrible way because he specifically has come out and advocated for the abolishment of the non-aggression principle as the founding bedrock principle of the Libertarian Party, the principle that all who join the Libertarian Party must sign their name to in order to have their membership accepted in the party. He wanted to get rid of that. I mean, this guy, I think it's great news that he apparently has left the Libertarian Party. I heard that he was running as a Republican.
Yes, he is running as a Republican. And
why should anyone care about that?
Because whether anybody likes it or not, a lot of libertarians or people who claim to be libertarians absolutely go nuts over this guy because they think
he's
the one. Yes, a lot of them go absolutely nuts for him.
Why? What is it about him?
The most common argument I hear, because one of my good friends is an Ohio delegate for the Libertarian Party, and he voted for Peterson, and what I find funny is his argument is, well, he's the most professional. He acted the most presidential. He can bring us to actual victories if he were to be the candidate. But it's like, you championed him as the Libertarian hero, yet now he's running as a Republican. Which
surprise! Yet another one of these Libertarian, with quotes around it, candidates who decides that it's more politically feasible to go into the Republican Party where they probably came from in the first place. Just like, Wayne Allen Root, he was the guy who ran for the vice president for the Libertarians. He was the nominee for vice president for the Libertarians in 2008, along with Bob Barr, who was the presidential nomination. Just an embarrassing year for the Libertarian Party, the same year that I publicly resigned my membership in disgust for how far away from their principles the party had fallen. I mean, he's also since rejoined the Republicans. Thank goodness. I don't want these people to stay in the Libertarian Party, but it does show what their true colors were the whole time. These are political animals. These are people in search of some sort of level of recognition. They couldn't get it in the Republican Party as soon as they wanted it to, so they jumped over to the Libertarians to try to make a name for themselves, and I say good riddance to bad rubbish.
I think that what Peterson's advantages were was that he's young, and that means that he could run many different presidential elections in a row to build name recognition. Secondarily, he doesn't have a lot of skeletons in his closet.
How do you know?
They would have come out at this point.
Would they
right?
have? He didn't get the nomination.
He didn't get the nomination, right. But
there's probably not a whole lot of skeletons that come out during the Libertarian nominating process. just because there's so many libertarian candidates and so few libertarians in general.
All right.
Oh, they'll come out now.
The skeletons weren't out on display.
Now that they're out in...
Like,
okay.
Let's point out that...
I mean, didn't he say
I'm
something...
I'm on Adam Kokesh's campaign, but at least we don't have to hear about Austin Peterson's parking lot masturbatory practices, right? Like, there's things that sound presidential.
So instead, do you think it's presidential when Austin Peterson comes out? And I can't say this on the radio, so I'm going to have to self-censor it, but it's my understanding he bragged about how he was drowning in the P word.
Yeah, the P word, yeah.
The P word. Really, regarding how great he is with women,
okay.
I guess is the idea, or how misogynistic he is towards women. That, if that got out into, the mainstream media, that's a pretty bad sounding quote, wouldn't you say?
I wouldn't say it's
not very presidential.
It's certainly not as bad
as
grabbing
Trump level. Trump level.
No, it's not as bad as grabbing them by that.
It's almost as bad.
No, I don't think it's as bad. Almost as bad. It
shows a certain attitude.
It suggests the it does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. It suggests a voluntary aspect to it, whereas the Trump quote does not.
Well, one thing that hurts Peterson's credibility as well is I watch a lot of his live streams. I mean, that's just how I am.
What does he do that's interesting?
You're so defensive.
I'm not defending. I'm asking. Why is this guy so interesting? I mean, he has a website. So what?
I listen to a lot of people I disagree with. Heck, I'm a very avid watcher of the Young Turks.
Okay.
But plus, I originally used to like the guy until I heard more of what he had to say.
Well, the Young Turks put on a good show. Like, they've got good production values. What's this guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, Austin came out, and one of the things that kind of hurts his credibility is he literally said, I am going to win my way to the Senate seat with dank memes. He literally said that.
Okay. So he's looking for the 4chan vote.
Yeah, he's pretty much trolling.
Okay.
I think he's trolling. Daryl and I had exchanged a few messages back and forth about this earlier, and he said that he'd put $20 that he doesn't even win the primary because he does not have the money to take on the Republican machine.
You need money, and I guess he's trying to fight against that. That's it's a real difficulty. Look, Austin Peterson seems to want to get to elected office, and that seems to be really important to him. You need to look at these. Each one of these situations needs to be well planned out. You need to be prepared to move to the right district, be in the right state and all those things. Good luck to him. I think he'll probably make a better candidate than most Republicans that are out there.
Mm.
I just don't, if he thinks he's going to take on somebody who's well-funded, and I don't know the specifics of this. I really don't. But if he thinks he's going to with dank memes, I wish him the very, very best.
I was saying, this is the last thing I'm going to say, it's better he lose a Republican primary than win a Libertarian primary.
Thank you for the call tonight, Stefan. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. More on the way about the military and their manipulation of Hollywood. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. I suspect they are not taking any military money at all.
They're not.
Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So it's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Back into the story about the media, and specifically Hollywood movies and television shows, and how deep the military influence over these productions actually is. We're going to get into that more, but first we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, there's a news story. CNN puts it out. It calls it a New York Police Department officer killed in a unprovoked attack. As if, you know, you can go sign up to commit all manner of enforcement of blatantly unjust laws, and that's not provoking the public, the victims of these unjust laws. But let me just point out that, okay, if you do something wrong, like park in a crosswalk, and you have to pay the price in dollars, it doesn't make any difference which serial numbers or which Federal Reserve Bank issued which notes that you're paying the price with. And when they, the cops murdered Philando Castile in Minnesota, and then the system failed to bring that murderer to justice, and the system is paying the price, it doesn't make any difference which badge number or which department issued it. They're all enemy officers.
Well, so the system did pay the price, the system being the taxpayer.
Isn't it $3
million? $3 million went to
the cop didn't.
No, the cop did not.
No, you're right about that.
He got fired, but that's...
He doesn't have a job as a police officer, but that could change.
He could get another one from another department.
Because he was found, you know, he was found not guilty, if I'm correct, on all four counts, including manslaughter in the Philando Castile case. But, you know, at the same time, it doesn't look good that the that Minnesota had, or excuse me, Minneapolis had to settle with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else they got to do? Like I've been saying, the orderly system, instead of, you know, somebody taking out a random New York police department policewoman, is the copper rule, like I've been saying, is that, first of all, whatever the maximum that a human could get for committing the same crime against a copper, that's what the copper has to get for doing that crime against a human, because it's more serious when they've got the whole department behind them. And it's just like armed robbery is a more serious crime than shoplifting something of the same value. And also, the cops have to be considered guilty until proven innocent because they control the collection of evidence. And a lot of people are scared to be, quote, caught, unquote, video recording the cops. And I'm putting caught in quotation marks because, of course, they have every right to be videographing the cops. And it's what are the cops trying to hide here? So that's what I wanted to bring up is... you know, hey, at least the price was paid this morning in New York City. And so.
Oh, what happened? Was there a shooting?
Yeah, there was a police officer shot in an unprovoked attack. I don't think so-called unprovoked attack. How do you think that helped anyone anywhere?
Well,
like, I understand you're angry, and I understand that the police, in many cases, you know, the police departments, the police are assigned to do tasks that are antithetical to the ideas of liberty, but how did that help anyone?
It puts the bureaucrats on notice that if they don't straighten out the cops, the Undertaker will straighten
out. But they've been being shot for, you know, what, there was the Dallas shooting last year where there
was
like six cops.
They don't act like they're on notice.
There were like six cops that got shot.
They act like they're on alert.
New York City, this isn't the first time, wasn't it last year that a cop just got iced in the streets of New York City, you know, for purportedly for no reason. So this is, you know, not the first time. Did they not get the notice last time?
It seems like it just turns them into victims, and that a certain percentage of the public, you know, rallies around them, you know, therefore bolstering the victim mentality that they have. Tom?
Yeah, well, it does, but the crazy people, of course, the crazy people will never learn their lesson until that, you know, like, you know, if what used to be when I park all night out in front of my house, so all night parking was a $5 fine, and when I went to bed and then I remembered I left my car out there, forget it, it's only a $5 fine. Then they raised it to $25. And then I started realizing, oh, I better get up, get dressed, and go out and move my car, because the higher the price, the more of a deterrent it is. And I think that, you know, when they eventually more people are going to realize, especially if they read the full text of Patrick Henry's Liberty or Death speech, that nothing else is ever going to work. Then I think you're going to see more of it.
When you say nothing else is ever going to work, you're suggesting that violence is the only solution to the problem of police violence. And I have a fundamental disagreement with that, Tom, because violence begets violence. It's just going to continue a cycle of violence.
Plus they've got the equipment.
They've got equipment.
You've
but
got
it'll,
numbers, but they've got equipment.
It'll also You don't have numbers. You don't
you're
have
right,
enough.
You're right,
this
you're
was
right.
one of the complaints that an activist up here was making online the other day, was that there are too many cops. There's no hope for liberty because there are too many cops, and he was sort of beating around the bush at the idea that what would solve this problem is if people got violent with the police. And no, that's not going to solve the problem, because all it's going to do is attract an even more violent type of cop that knows that they're going to be able to, you know, crack some heads and get away with it, because that's what the kind of that's what the job will require. As the risks become greater and greater, the people willing to take those risks are going to be the more intense personalities who are looking for a fight, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the other part of it is, you know, they say you got to educate the voters. The other solution, you say violence isn't the solution. The other solution, however, can only be implemented by, you know, somehow we're supposed to educate all these fat, stupid, ugly old ladies that watch soap operas and play bingo and read tabloids and don't know the metric system, who keep waddling all around the polls and voting wrong. And the only way to educate them is to teach them a lesson. And that is educating them. And so I think.
So you think you should go shoot more. Some elderly old ladies too while you're at it?
No.
Since you're teaching lessons?
No. It put them on notice that.
How's that going to teach them anything if you shoot a cop? If you shoot a cop to death in front of an old lady, how's she going to? What's she going to learn from that?
That she didn't pull the trigger, but she pulled the lever when she voted wrong. She voted to assault on police brutality, and this is the price you got to pay for electing candidates who are soft on police brutality. You're going to wake up the next morning with no police protection. So stop voting wrong.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Don't agree with the assessment, but
no,
I appreciate the discussion. I think it is not an uncommon viewpoint that there are a lot of people who are like Tom who sort of they relish the violence against the police. They themselves are not willing to actually go out there and commit it. And I think that's good. But they always talk about it in such, you know, glowing terms, and, you know, they want people to do it.
In some fantasy world where maybe you could get some percentage of the population, and I don't think you need a huge percentage, but, you know, call it 0.1% of the United States population.
Okay.
And to rise up against the police state and fight, you know, some kind of guerrilla war against law enforcement. In that fantasy world, then maybe it would work. But the problem is with that, and I'm not advocating for this. I'm simply doing a thought experiment with it. The problem with it is that you can't get those people to do something all at the same time.
Sure.
There's no, you know, once you put together an organization where you can be the general that sends, all right, today's the day, we hit them hard,
right.
And we hit them fast.
You guys, on their flank.
Right, you know, whatever it is that you do as a general, that organization would have been infiltrated long before you
That's
ever
true.
Put it together.
Yeah.
Your butt would have been in jail before you were ever able to say, let's hit them hard, hit them fast on their flank or wherever it is that the general wants to hit them.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there are plenty of examples of, you know, very small groups who were plotting allegedly some violence, and they almost always have had a federal agent in there at some point.
Every single time.
More coming up here, 855, 450, free like freedom. Well, not every time, but most of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. Simbi.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
855 or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the 1 gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through July 5th.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the radio, where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything at all that you want here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And the fees are a lot lower than Bitcoin. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial future for everyone. Take back control over your finances today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
I was just checking out DashForceNews.com, mm-hmm. and there were a couple of articles that caught my attention. Cryptocurrency rises in Asia. Wide adoption soon, and this seems to be something that's happening. There's a lot of cryptocurrency adoption going
in Asia.
Yeah. Japan's coming to mind. And then another one on how Dash governance incentivizes prudent decision-making. And Dash really does have different governance than other cryptocurrencies out there, and I think that's one thing that really sets it apart.
Sure does. Learn more at Dash.org.
Well, this is DashForceNews.com is where I was getting this.
Right. Let's go to Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Tox. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I'm pulling over for this, man.
All right.
This is for Guido Tom or Goodfellow Tom out there. Hey, I wake up every morning at 3:30 in the morning. I kiss my wife, and I tell her I love her because I don't know if I'm going to ever do that again.
Hmm.
Put my life on the line. You know that.
I'm just letting our listeners know.
I put my life on the line every day so that people like him can feel safe. I have no control over other officers other than the ones I'm initially working with. But the fact is that is just crazy talk.
It seems like crazy talk to me. It doesn't seem like you're going to get anybody on your side.
You mean when Tom was talking about killing police?
Right. Tom's plan doesn't seem like it has any legs whatsoever. Go ahead.
Wow, that was just crazy. I mean, you caught me getting right off of work, and I'm listening to this. I had to do OT.
Take your breath away, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was.
It does.
I almost had to pull over to the side and just get out of the car and stomp my feet, because that's the type of people I got to deal with on a daily basis. They have no sense of, I'm just doing a job. It's not me against the world. It's not us against them. I'm out there to protect and serve. I've been doing this a long, long time. I wish I didn't have to do this, but I got bills to pay. I got a wife to support. I got a family to support. But I have one thing to Tom. Why doesn't he tell that to that three children that officer had and let her know why she got shot?
This was the one in New York?
Yeah, she got blindsided. She was getting off of her shift doing a report, sitting in one of those, surveillance-type vans that they used in the high crime areas to keep people safe. And she was doing a report, and some guy came up beside on the window and blindsided her and executed style her in the head.
Jeez. Wow. Patrick, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And I know that there were police who did get into, you know, the business, if you want to call it that, of policing, because they do actually want to help people. They do, you know, want to go after real bad guys.
I really hope that that's most of them.
And you can't tell which ones are the, you know, corrupt, evil cops by just looking at them. And Tom believes that they're all evil just by, you know, virtue of the fact that they work for the police department, that they must be, you know, as he describes them, an enemy officer or whatever. And I don't think that's true at all. We've had the police, various cops, call into this show over the years, and there are a number of cops out there who they will look the other way if they find a, you know, young person with marijuana or, you know, a 12-pack of beer or something like that, or they'll dump it out or whatever. You know, they won't put somebody in handcuffs for what other police will put people in handcuffs for. So not all police are the same. They don't all behave the same way. They aren't all overtly disrespectful to your face. You know, some of them can be. Some of them can be rude, and some of them can be very obnoxious, and, you know, they wield their power in a very vindictive and nasty manner. Those people exist. But to just say that all cops are the same, I mean, it just shows a lack of real understanding of the fact that they're people, they're human beings. And I used to think similarly to Tom. I did. You know, when I first moved here, I had a chip on my shoulder about the police.
Frustrating to deal, you know, day in and day out, to look at the news stories that we look at. And when you're talking about the government, I mean, who's the enforcement arm of the government?
Well,
domestically, it's police, right? So it's frustrating to deal with a bad government over and over again, and the enforcement arm being the police. And then, you know, at some point you come to the realization, after you've talked to enough of these people, that, hey, they just got into this in order to help people. And now, you know, I mean, like any person who's in a job that has, usually government jobs, that have good benefits, a higher than, you know, market wage. And, you know, it's, frankly, government work slowly sucks the freaking soul out of you. It's really, really, really tough, but people don't know what to do about it. I don't have a good advice. A friend of mine has a government job right now. He wants to quit, but he does not
feel... Benefits are real good, though.
Yeah, he does not feel like he can and still make the same kind of money. He wants to do something entrepreneurial.
Mm.
as a person who's had a few businesses fail up to this point, I question whether it is a good idea for him to give up a job that's paying him over $40K a year, plus benefits that probably raise it to another $15,000 right there,
yeah.
And to just run off and try something, you know, to see whether the public likes it or not.
Sure, there's a lot of risk involved
it's
in that.
Very, very difficult.
But that's true for anybody with a job. I mean, that's
also
a true statement.
When you begin to vilify people, you make it an us and them. The if this election hasn't shown us one thing, it's that if people keep on getting sort of vilified and pushed into a corner, they're going to turn into the monster that you said they were in the first place. Like, we've got a lot of people running around and acting like racists and homophobes and blah, 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 that likely would not be doing those things today if it hadn't have been for the way that, they were called a basket of deplorables in the first place. So, a little advice. Just take it easy. Realize that the steps to liberty are likely not going to go as quickly as you like, and you're not going to raise an army to fight, the government.
No, it's not
domestically. Not in a place where people have food and mortgages and all that other stuff. They're not going to put everything on the line.
They're hungry in Venezuela, and things are just now, getting pretty heated over the last several weeks. But
we've been talking about the Free State Project for about a dozen years here on Free Talk Live, and we can't get people
to move,
to sign up, and just move to a different place,
right.
Let alone be prepared to catch a bullet.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So you got to come up with some other method. I get the anger. I really do. I used to hold that anger myself. I don't anymore.
Same here.
I don't anymore. I've let it go since I, was able to connect more personally with the police here in the Keene area and realize that they are human beings. They're people just like the rest of us, that they're doing a job that in many cases has them doing immoral things. So like a lot of humans, they've made a mistake in some ways. They are making mistakes by,
like every human,
right? By going after, well, unfortunately, their mistakes affect other people. So when you normally in your life, when you make a mistake, most of the time you're just going to damage yourself. But in the police's case, their mistakes are the ongoing, continual arrest and persecution of peaceful people, and that needs to stop. But getting violent isn't going to bring peace. It never has. Maybe for the short term, but ultimately, you're sowing seeds that you're going to reap some very ugly things from.
Here's what I ask of police. I ask that you study the ideas of liberty. You can listen to Free Talk Live, or you can go for other places. Find out what these ideas mean. Conduct yourself as best you can within the confines of your job along those ideas. And, talk to your friends and neighbors about these ideas. Don't react terribly when people talk about, competition in the area of security. And really, that's all I'm asking from a police officer or any government bureaucrat.
We got time for you. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.